The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You, right here at WCWP.org 88.1 on your radio dial. And we are recording this show on Zoom. Today, our host, co-host is Otto Loos.
Good morning.
How you doing, Otto?
I'm here. Good morning.
Otto, you are like an original Project Independence member and volunteer. You sit on a lot of different committees. You're constantly helping us out, for which we will never, ever be able to repay you for. But we're going to double your salary. So we just wanted to let you know that. So whatever you're making from us is double, triple it, actually. I'm sure the supervisor will be fine with that.
Yeah.
But so when out of just out of curiosity, what year did you start with us? With Project Independence as a volunteer?
I believe the first year was like there was a mini meeting around 2004, 2005. So it was then.
Right.
And your mother was involved and Madge Kaplan.
Right. And Madge was the commissioner back then. And we just started off with that, you know, small little Nork in Northern New Hyde Park. And who knew?
Who knew?
16 years. Who knew? Who knew? 15 years. Years later, we'd be on a Zoom during a pandemic talking to Dr. Susan Linder with Christina Liu as the fabulous radio show producer. So here we are, 2020, and we're going to be talking today with Dr. Susan Linder. And Susan, you're a licensed clinical psychologist, and we're going to be talking about mental health during the COVID-19 pandemic, which, you know, is really important. And I'm sure it started out as people just being afraid of the virus, and now it's morphed into, you know, what it is today, 3 months later, and the entire country is in different phases of closing and reopening, and the numbers for the, you know, the impact has just been incredible. So I think it's going to be a really good show, and we're looking forward to getting some information from you. And I'm sure Otto has done his research and has a lot of questions too. So maybe just to start out, because we do all kind of understand the situation, the pandemic. Early on, I'm sure the fears and concerns were different than they are today, like when people were just simply afraid of getting sick. Now it's kind of morphed into, you know, anxiety and stress and family members and loss and mourning and job. If you don't have anxiety, it's like 99% of you are going to have experienced it to some degree because of everything that's happened. So what was it like in the beginning? What were you kind of seeing or understanding as the original kind of onset of fears that people were having?
You know, I have to tell you, from the onset, I think our community on the large whole was very proactive. So the fear was there, but the capacity to take precautions, follow the CDC, which is Center for Disease Control, recommendations and guidelines, the federal and state guidelines. They were shared, as we know, on all types of media. And our community, I found, was really quite compliant. So everyone just really, you know, bunkered down, got their food, and sat behind the TV to say, what's going on here? Let's try to figure this out. So I think initially it was shock for all of us, almost a sense of surrealism. I'll share with you that my other colleagues who are also clinical psychologists, they said that they feel like they're in a bad movie, but they can't get out of it. and it's never going to end. You know, so I think all of us, initially, I think all of us had this sense of shock because we haven't had a pandemic in over 100 years since 1918, right, with the Great Spanish Flu. So this was something that was unprecedented in all of our lifetimes. And when something happens that's unprecedented, I always encourage everyone to, first of all, know that, one, you're okay. Two, things always turn out. You will be okay. Just follow the safety precautions. Stay safe. And we will get through this. I always instill hope because I do believe that we will get through this. And clearly, as we can see, we are getting through it.
You know? Right. Yeah. That's a good point, you know, to also instill hope. It's kind of, you know, with the combination now of the protesters and now we have, you know, with the virus and the fears, but, you know, and people that have the existing anxiety to go through something like this, I'm sure enhances it to, you know, a tenfold or a hundredfold or something.
You know,
like
I spoke to my own medical doctor for a virtual annual appointment. And she said to me, you know, Dr. Susan, 35% of my virtual appointments are now for mental health issues. People need medications for the anxiety, for the depression, for that's that all of right. The unknown is bringing out a lot of anxieties and worries.
So yeah.
We can,
you know, and of course
we should normalize it. You know, if our listeners are experiencing mental health issues such as anxiety, worry, they're spinning thoughts, they have a sense of like hopelessness, helplessness, they need to know, first of all, they're not alone. It's actually more common than they think. And number two, there's always help, a phone call away. Right.
So it's okay to start with your general practitioner if you're having anxiety. It's not, you don't have to immediately look up a therapist or a psychiatrist. You know, start out with your doctor and they can kind of direct you from there. So of course this is Project Independence in You and we are the Department of Services for the Aging. So our primary audience that we deal with are seniors, you know, they're grandparents, they're widowed, they're isolated, they're frail, to the extremely active. And one of the things that, you know, I've kind of noticed is that we have a huge membership. We have 15,000 residents of North Hempstead that are 60 and over, are actually Project Independence members. And we have very active members too, those that participate in fitness classes and the health chats and like Otto volunteer for a lot of different things and show up and support and are vocal and engaging. And, you know, whether it's a craft or it's a, you know, it's an intellectual conversation, they're extremely, extremely active. And then we also have seniors that are, you know, not necessarily isolated, but are in fact home and need a lot of supportive services and have family that helps them. But what I'm seeing now are these active seniors who are used to getting in their cars and doing their own shopping are being told, you can't do that. You've got to, you know, be super safe because you want to be able to return to your life. So you have these, you know, people who are well into their 80s. I mean, most of Project Independence members are, you know, in their mid to late 70s up into 100. We have, you know, people that participate. So we're seeing like seniors who used to be super active and never really had to depend on anyone forced in that position, you know, to kind of like, they're afraid to go out now. They don't want to get sick. They can't do their walks. They can't do all these kinds of things. So, you know, it's a different kind of, you know, it's like a new suffering for them because they're still active and ready to go. So I'm curious if you have seen that too, you know, in your practice or from your colleagues. And what are some things that, you know, the seniors can do to kind of, you know, pep up and know that, like you said, you know, instill hope.
Yeah.
This too shall end.
You know, this is like a three-part question you're asking me. First of all, let me respond to it with like part one is that a lot of our seniors are actually experiencing like what we would what we define as the PTSD is being re-evoked. Why do I say PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder? Because a lot of our seniors have been through either World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, like, you know, the Great Depression. A lot of our seniors have really have known real hardship over their lifetimes. So we hit a pandemic, we're isolated in our homes, and there's a sense of re-traumatization that emerges. PTSD is, just like we said earlier, it can manifest as anxiety or depression or worry or feeling of helplessness, hopelessness. That's number one. So if we have our seniors are experiencing any of those mental health issues, one, call your MD. Number two, along with that, is physical symptoms. Although we're in a pandemic, I cannot emphasize enough the fact that it's so important that if you have a physical health condition, you need to do your follow-ups with your doctor, and you need to stay on track with that. Don't put it off. If there's a lot of fears, don't go to the hospital. That's not necessarily true. I had a lot of people that were in the hospital and came out of it, and they needed some like emergency surgery. I had someone who just had a right hip replacement, had to get done. He's home and he's well. So the bottom line is, if someone is experiencing mental health issues such as that, there is help. That's part one of the question. But part two are, what do you do when you're home? You know, this is a great time of, I sort of have to reframe the fact that isolation doesn't have to be isolation from within oneself. Isolation is a connection to yourself. So isn't that great that you can figure out, you know what, let me pick up those knitting needles. Let me go into the kitchen and cook a meal. Let me call an old friend. Let me go into the garden. Or maybe I can just sit and enjoy like this beautiful weather outside by myself. Let me ask my home care attendant to take me for a walk in the wheelchair. The point here is to be proactive and an advocate for your own health, knowing that if you need support, there is support for you. But I am a firm believer that our listeners have a significant amount of internal strengths that they can pull into themselves and bring it out and find things that make them and make them feel that they have a sense of content and a sense of empowerment.
Otto, I think we're coming very close to our first break. So maybe what we'll do is when we come back, we'll start off with Otto. I see you had your finger up. You had a question, you had a thought. And we'll be back with Otto and Dr. Susan, you like to be called. So we'll continue with that, Dr. Susan, talking about coping with stress during COVID-19. And, you know, all the information is wonderful, and it's great for the seniors, but it's great for everybody. And we will be back very soon.